White Fibre, a different kind of broadband. Because we care.
Tony Braxton, Unbreak My Heart. 8 minutes past seven, Isle of Wight Radio, Thursday morning. Bit of a shock, this rain, isn't it?
I know. It started last night, didn't it?
Did it?
It did. There was a little drizzle last night, and I was like, what's this wet stuff?
All the gardeners will be pleased.
Yes.
They'll be going, oh.
Needed it.
Me chrysanthemums will be well watered.
Yes.
I had to dart outside last night, get the old sunbeds.
Cushioning.
Cushioning.
Not your washing, Jamie.
Nah. Priorities. Last time it took 2 days for it to dry after it rained, so.
I would have thought with the amount of cooking oil you put on when you tan, the water would just run straight off.
No, it doesn't. I put a towel down first.
Just like to say, this is Jamie, by the way. If you were here yesterday this time, you obviously wouldn't really have heard Jamie, because he was. Were you still asleep this time yesterday?
No, I was in yesterday. I made it in for the seven, didn't I?
Yeah,
just
he did.
About, yeah.
Hayley did a sterling job at 6:30.
Mm-hmm. So that was a pretty embarrassing thing for Jamie yesterday, because he obviously is not going to live that one down. Mm. And a little embarrassing thing, she's going to kill me, happened at the weekend.
Go on.
Do you need to think about this before you tell us?
Actually, do you just want to think?
Nah.
So carry on.
It's fine. So, okay. Have you ever asked for help from somebody or said something to somebody and then thought, oh, now I look stupid?
Daily.
The reason I ask this is because I got a panic phone call at the weekend from my wife.
Right.
Saying, oh, my goodness, the car's dead. The car is dead.
The car's died.
I'm like, what do you mean dead? Nothing. Dead. Dead as a dodo. Not starting. I'm stranded. I've called the emergency services.
The fourth one.
Yeah. 4 hours, they're saying. 4 hours to come out. I'm like, that's ridiculous. So I go to the local garage at Fairlie. They're super busy. Otherwise, they'd have come out and helped. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay. And she's like, well, you carry on. I'll wait here. So, you know, like the...
So she was out and about. This wasn't by your house?
Oh, no, this isn't at home. Oh. This is like in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, no.
So, like the good husband I am, I'm like, all right, love.
I love your middle of nowhere.
Yeah, in the middle of nowhere. What, in Honey Hill or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, yeah. And the wilds. So, anyway, there's a lot of to do, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, I probably should go out, you know, and rescue. And I'm thinking, I don't even know how to tow a car, you know.
Have you ever towed a car?
No, never wished to. Anyway, I get a phone call about half an hour later from my daughter, who is laughing. I'm like, she says, it's all okay, we're back on the road. I'm like, oh, brilliant. Did the tow truck come out? Did they get it going? No, not quite. And she's kind of giggling. And I'm thinking, hold on a minute. There's something not quite right. And I can hear my wife in the background going, don't you tell him. Don't you tell him. He'll be talking about it on that radio. He will. Anyway, it transpires that with new cars, to start them, what do you have to do?
Put your foot on the clutch.
Your foot on the clutch.
Oh, no.
For some reason.
She just forgot.
And panicked. And then is like, well, it's not starting. And it's one of those cars with a button to start it rather than a key. Yeah. So you can't even do the, you know, key turn thing.
So she keeps pressing the button.
So she keeps pressing the button. It's like nothing's good. It's broken. Totally broken. Then I think she had like a 10-minute break, got in the car and went, clutch down.
Oh, it's working again.
Fixed it. It's all okay. And I was thinking, how many times have we done that kind of thing? For example, I phoned up a mobile phone company, thought I was like going to get a great deal.
Yeah.
I was livid. In my mind, I knew my rights.
Yep.
And I'm saying no. I'm not doing this, and this is what I want, and I've cancelled this, and I've done that. And then they turned around and said one thing, and I thought,
Backtrack.
I did forget to actually do that bit, didn't I? And then in your mind, you're thinking, am I going to keep this up? Am I going to keep up the pretense?
Yeah,
and
I thought,
do you know what? No. No, I'm not. And I went, yeah, actually, I'm banged to rights.
I think you just own it.
You're quite right. And when I put the phone down, everyone in the office like, hey, idiot boy.
Oh, we missed all that.
Yeah.
We should have been here for that.
Yeah, I don't know where you were.
I'm sure someone must have recorded it.
Oh, they were loving it. When I'm like, okay, all right, have a lovely day.
Great day.
Have a lovely day.
Great to speak to you.
So sorry to trouble you. Thank you very much. Cheerio. Bye-bye. Ever happened to you, Jamie?
Yeah, do you know what? It must have done. I can't think of an example at the top of my head, but yeah, I've had a rant about mobile phones as well. I think an iPad, actually. I remember once I thought I'd cancelled it, but actually hadn't cancelled it, which was clever, and then had a go at them for charging me for 6 months kind of iPad. And you never told us.
See, I go the opposite way. I do that, hiya, how are you? So I've got this massive issue I really need your help with, and go on the nice, friendly side. Because
you play the damsel in distress.
I do, and I get them on side, and then they'll literally go out of their way to help me. I'm like, I'm so thankful for your help. I really appreciate it. Kill them kindness. That's what I say. Keep it nice. Keep it friendly. There you go. You don't have to scream and shout.
I didn't scream and shout. I just made my point.
Rudely?
No, not rude. Well, maybe a little. No, no, not rudely. Not rudely. Yeah. I don't think. Maybe.
We've heard you on the phone. 1, 2. Wake up, let's get it started. Topping in the morning, 6 till 10. Topping in the morning. I Love White Radio.
Taylor Swift and Blank Space. I'm loving all the stories of embarrassing things that have happened to people. It makes me feel so much better that it's not just me.
I think it's great when people have got some good embarrassing stories.
You know, things where you've had to back down quickly.
Yeah.
Like blaming your alarm for not going off for coming into work half an hour late.
Blaming Apple. Yeah. Phoning up some bloke in California going, I was late today due to my iPhone. Did you charge it, sir? Oh.
Do you know what? I even thought about doing an angry tweet yesterday. I thought, do you know what? No, don't even go there.
No.
But I stopped myself, Hayley. You'd be
proud.
Well,
please, you stopped yourself doing an angry tweet. Because I always look at them people and think, why would you bother?
Yes.
Have you got nothing better to do than write an angry tweet?
But sometimes you have to do it in the right way.
Well, look at it. Look what happened when what's his name? MP wrote an angry tweet. Well,
exactly.
Yes.
He got the whole thing backfired on him, didn't he?
Exactly that, yeah.
Anyway, let's go back to a bit of good karma, because I love it when people email the show.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We do read them all. This one came in yesterday, though, and really caught my eye. It says, love your show. Always a good way to start.
Yeah. Oh,
always a good way to start the thing. I wondered if you could give just 10 seconds to spread some good karma. Now, I know Georgie's not here.
I like good karma.
Korma or karma.
It's mentioning a message on air to save the environment and wildlife by telling listeners not to use ant powder if you have ants.
Mm.
So, basically, what the advice is, if you've got ants, apparently you're supposed to empty your, like, vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
You know, the bit. Mm. And then suck them up on there, and then you can go and let them out somewhere else.
In the garden.
In the garden, somewhere else where they're not going to, you know, cause a problem. And then where the ants came from, rather than doing anything else, if you get some talcum powder and put that over where the ants came from, they'll never go back to it.
Mm.
Apparently so.
That's a good tip.
Yeah, apparently it will protect the wildlife, cats and dogs as well, because the ant powder isn't very good. And can you mention this? An attempt to spread some good karma and kindness. Now it's ant season. That's from D. Okay. So there we go.
So suck them up, put them outside, talcum powder.
Exactly.
Simples.
Yes, as simple as that. There we go. And who says that we don't do our bit for the environment?
I feel educated now.
I feel like I'm going to write to Blue Peter and ask for one of their
badges.
Yeah. It's 7:20. Latest travel news for the Isle of Wight on the way in just a little while. It'd be a bit embarrassing though, wouldn't it, if you didn't get all the ants out. You're like, yeah, they're doing the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what's that? It's a train of ants making their way across into the kitchen.
6 till 10. Topping in the morning. Isle of Wight Radio.
£725. But what's this noise? The noise that could win you that cash. Sounds like this. If you think you know what it is, then get texting right now. Text the word radio sound and your name to 66777 and you could be playing. Okay, we are live on Facebook and, of course, across the Isle of Wight on FM 107 and 102 and around the world.
Global.
What?
Try again.
Global.
Yes.
World, Mr. Worldwide.
Mm. It's time for today's headline or hearsay. You ready for this, Jamie?
I am, yeah.
After a complete whitewash of Hayley yesterday, he's back in the saddle. Here we go.
Have you ever wanted to see ex-football manager and I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here winner Harry Redknapp singing garage anthems in front of a crowd? Well, Harry took to the stage this weekend in front of the crowd at a festival and sang along to DJ Luck and MC Neat, A Little Bit of Luck. By the looks of things, it went down very well with the crowd of thousands who enjoyed it on the sand. Is that headline or is it hearsay?
What festival was it?
Sandfest.
In is that the one? Banks.
Is that the one? Bournemouth.
Do you know what? I think I would have seen this on social media because it would have been shared massively.
I think sometimes you think a bit too much into these.
Really?
I would have thought that.
Hold on a minute. I'm normally quite good at this game.
Oh, that's what I mean. You just gotta back off the thought process just a little bit. you're like a little terrier. Going after the facts. What does Facebook say?
Carly thinks it's headline. Charlotte says hearsay. Andrea thinks it's headline. Everyone else is just saying good morning to us at the moment.
Morning, everyone.
Morning. Sarah says morning hearsay. Charlie says good morning headline.
Oh, I don't know.
I think this is a headline.
Sam says headline. Simon says headline.
Do you think it's a headline?
I'm going headline. Harry Redknapp is pretty cool.
Yeah, and also it literally is just around the corner from him.
Yeah.
But you thought you might have heard about it.
But I thought I might have heard. All right, Jamie, there we go. That's what you do wrong.
See, this is what I mean. She overthinks it.
This is what you do wrong, Jamie. But you thought.
So, which one are you going with, Hayley?
Headline.
You should see the video.
Is it great? Oh.
But it's not a... Yeah, it is, yeah. It's headline.
Really?
It is,
see,
yeah.
I would have gone hearsay with that because I have not heard anything about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Only for a couple of minutes, but he wanted to do it, so they let him.
Greece has topped a poll of the movie people most want to see remade. Almost two-thirds of film fans asked said they want the 1978 hit musical to return to the big screen. Toy Story and Back to the Future were also on the list, while Indiana Jones was there, just pipping Flashdance. Is that headline? Or is it hearsay?
I hope it's... I don't want any of those remade.
They don't need to be remade.
They were good
enough.
Greece
does not need to be remade.
It's like, it's good enough the first time round. It's a little bit like saying, oof.
When you watch Greece.
Oh, you know those pyramids in Egypt? I think we should remake those. Yeah. You know, I mean.
You can't compare Greece to the pyramids in Egypt.
What I mean is some things just don't need to be made. Yeah. They are just how they should be.
Yeah, okay.
I love watching Greece and finding out all the flaws in it, because there's quite a lot of flaws in Greece.
Oh, one of those, are you?
No, but I just think it's funny.
It, critical. Yeah.
What do you mean? Sort of like
and the end
continuity
scene,
errors.
You know the end scene when they're doing, we come together like shamalamalama, gidink, gidink, gidank. Right.
Let's not start that again. How does it go again?
It's been a while since we've heard that.
We come together like shamalamalama, kadink, kadink, kadank. Remember forever like shoo-up, shoo-wada-ba, ikkity-bikkity-boo. Check, 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 change my... That's the way it will be.
Shikkity-bikkity-boo-doo-doo.
Frenchie, change your side. Just on that bit. Yeah.
Wow. Am I in a parallel universe or something?
I don't know.
What is going on?
If your alarm's just gone off and it's us, don't worry. You're not listening to Radio 4. It hasn't retuned.
So, I think that's a hearsay, Jamie.
Rob's just made me laugh on Facebook. Morning. The mystery noise is Hayley stuffing a croissant wrapper into her handbag.
Rob, do you know what?
This is Rob who caught you eating a croissant in a supermarket before you'd paid.
You mean this? Oh, it could be, you know. There's more than one there. Yeah. This is when you stole croissants from, was it Morrison's?
I didn't steal. You even put your, Morrison's.
You said to me you put your green cagoule on, so people thought you worked there.
Oh, yeah, I did have a green cagoule. Anyway, I'm not allowed to wear that anymore.
Back to headline or hearsay.
Hearsay.
We're going hearsay. I can't even remember. Yeah, for the remake of movies.
Yeah, it's a real mix on Facebook, hearsays and headlines. It is hearsay, though. Yeah.
Thank goodness for that.
More than 170 million round £1 coins haven't been returned to the Royal Mint more than a year after they stopped being legal tender. The round £1 coin was replaced by the 12-sided version, with millions being melted down to create the new ones. About 138 million have actually been melted down to create some of the new 1.5 billion ones at the Royal Mint.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I've got loads of them.
Have you?
Yeah.
I found about five at home.
Do you try and palm them off? You think, right, I'll go, that person looks a little bit naive. They probably don't know the £1 coin's change. There you go. Do you mind if I buy this car and change?
I still get confused with what notes are still legal. You know, like with the fives and the tens, when they changed them. Can you not use any paper tens anymore, only the plastic ones?
I have no idea.
This is what I mean.
Yeah, you can't. You can take them to the bank, I think, to swap.
It's confusing.
You try and find a bank that's open.
They don't open till like, no. I don't know, 12 till 2.
With an hour for lunch.
So, yeah. Some of them are mobile, aren't they? So you have to run after them. like trying to flag down an ice cream van.
Not if the ferry's delayed, though. Blimey.
Instead of mind the children on the back, it says mind the rich people. So, what does Facebook say?
Carly and Jack say headline. Jim's in Basingstoke this morning and says hearsay. Jean says headline, as does Gillian. She says apparently they still fit in the supermarket trolleys.
Yes, they do.
Jodie and Sam say headline, as does Kel and Jodie and Simon and Andrea and Holly and Jack. Andrea thinks it's hearsay.
You know what we should do? Get a whole load of them, drill a hole through them,
yeah.
Put a key ring on them, sell them for £3 as a trolley token.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably illegal.
You're full of good ideas.
Well, you know, one day they'll pay off. One day. One day, Jamie, we'll be millionaires.
We'll be this time next year, Rodney. Steve's in Rainy Lake this morning. Thinks it's hearsay. So, yeah.
Can you cross it?
Well, we go.
Sorry. It's like the worst joke ever. I'll be at the back.
Yeah. Do you know, I went to the needles, can't thread him. It's funny, isn't it?
Went to cows, can't milk him.
I've got a tea towel.
I know, they're all on there.
Isn't that brilliant?
Ride where you walk as well, that's one, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, I'm not doing it. I think it's a
fresh water. What?
I think it's headline.
Headline. Okay, headline. I can't even remember what it was.
Neither can I. Something about coins.
Pound coins.
Coins. What are you going to? I think it's headline.
Headline.
Yeah.
It is headline.
There we go. Lots of pound coins still around. Thank you very much, Jamie. Headline or hearsay, back same time, same place tomorrow. What was the score?
I think you should just palm the pound coins off on the kids.
There you go. There you go. Put that in your piggy bag. Can open it when you're 18. Oh, no, I gave it to you before it wasn't legal tender. Oh. Hey, one, two. Wake
up, let's get it started. Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning. Isle of Wight Radio.
Simple Minds, don't you forget about me. It's Isle of Wight Radio, 8 minutes past eight. It's that time.
Pounds. For a sound. Win with White Fibre and Isle of Wight Radio.
Time for today's pounds for a sound. So I've been saying the wrong amount of money all morning. We're going to add some extra cash to the pot. £740 is where it stands at the moment. £740. What would you do with it, Alan?
I'd probably put it towards my next holiday again, Paul.
Oh, okay. So, you're a carpet fitter by trade, is that right?
I am, yes.
Okay. How's that business going?
Yeah, not bad. Very busy, thanks. Very busy.
Now, Do you have to wear slippers as a carpet fitter? How does that work? Because wet day like today, you pop out from the, to the van, come back in. You don't want to tread all over someone's brand new carpet, do you?
No, it's a bit of a nightmare. Some people make you wear slippers, or you have to put them plastic overshoes on. You look nice in them.
Oh, really? So you look like someone from CSI?
That's it, yeah.
Brilliant. Excellent. OK, so you know the way this works now. £740. All you need to do is work out what the sound is. I can only take your first answer and only one answer. This is the sound this morning, Alan.
Okay.
Sounds like this. What do you think that could be?
I think it's somebody turning a tap on into a plastic bucket.
A tap on into a plastic bucket. Let's find out if you're right.
Pounds. Pounds. For a sound.
Isle of Wight Radio.
It's not someone turning a tap on into a plastic bucket. Let's have another listen. I know exactly what you mean there. That could,
I was convinced on that one, but never mind.
Oh, Alan, thank you so much for playing. Remember, if you got yourself registered and you've played, you can play again in a couple of weeks' time. So all is not lost, all right?
Okay, thanks, Paul.
Alan, thank you. Have a great day today. So what do we think it is? We know it's not that. You can find a list of some of the guesses that you've been putting through by going to our website at iwradio.co.uk. It's not water in a plastic bucket, so it's time to add even more cash. £765 now. Think you know what it is? Don't dilly-dally, get yourself registered. Text the word radio sound and your name. 66777 is where you send your text. Texts are at standard network rate, so it's just like texting a friend. And you could be £765 better off. Pounds for a sound with Isle of Wight Radio and White Fibre returns this afternoon with Glyn at around about 10 to 5. This is Sister Sledge.
Hey, one, two. Wake up, let's get it started.
Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning, Isle of Wight Radio.
St Mary's Roundabout is in the news this morning. This concerns me. This concerns me. Why does it concern me? Do we need it? I'm all one for progress, but do we need all the work that's going to go on? If you don't know which one St Mary's Roundabout is, it's the opposite end of Coppins Bridge on the dual carriageway.
Comes off to then like B&Q.
I call it the B&Q Roundabout.
B&Q yeah. Roundabout, yes. That's what I call it.
Yeah, I mean, that normally flows fine.
What, why do you need to do something that's not broken?
Well, yeah. I mean...
My worry, if I'm honest, is that, let's be honest, Coppins Bridge is not exactly the best piece of highway in the country, is it?
It's a shocker.
Traffic lights don't sync together. There's a set of traffic lights that don't need to be there. And then they kind of
By the crossing?
Yeah. Why is the two there?
And they always wait, don't they? So
yeah.
It's like, if you're local, you know there's no point in moving because you have to wait for the second lot
and
to change.
Someone will bib you because you haven't moved 10 yards. But then if that's going to be like, I'm concerned personally.
I'm very concerned that work starts. I mean, the good thing is that Councillor Ian Ward has said that he doesn't expect there to be much disruption. Obviously, there's going to be some, but he's saying much. I don't know whether I'm being, you know, negative about this, but I think it's going to be a nightmare.
Hold on, let me talk.
Wow.
How much of an improvement is it going to be on that area?
Well, I don't know.
Once it's done.
I don't know why it needs doing.
Your turn, Jamie.
Well, this is the thing. It does get busy. Of course it does. But we need to do something to boost the infrastructure on the Isle of Wight. We're getting encouraging more and more people to come over, you know, bring their cars because... Let's be honest, the rest of the infrastructure doesn't really support the amount of people that we want. And I don't know, by doing this, if it works, then brilliant. Of course, we're always up for change and improvement, aren't we? Let's be honest. But I'm not sure.
I've been trying to get hold of Councillor Ian Ward all morning to see if he'll come on the show to tell us about it, but I can't get hold of him. So I'm going to try Dave Stewart, who's the leader of the council, just to give us a little bit of an overview from the council's point of view as to why we're going to get 15 months of this disruption. So if you're coming in any way, going into cows, coming out of cows, along, going, heading towards
Yarmouth,
all that way, it's well, I think it's going to be bad. They start,
and even just up Honey Hill as well. That little that little junction is always a nightmare anyway.
Dual carriageway.
I mean, I think the worry is, ironically, the other story, the other other main story this morning is about what happened 2 weeks ago when that the traffic lights failed and people were 2 hours late for work on the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
How is that even possible? Well, apart from if it's me.
Well, we'll see if we can get Dave Stewart on the phone just to give us an overview of exactly what's happening with the works, because I'm not 100% across this, but it's 15 months it's going to take for them to do it.
Well, the Asda roundabout and all that was about a similar time, wasn't it?
And that's wrong.
It is very strange, that one.
But I don't know how many people I see on the community page putting on about people that have crashed into them because they're in the wrong lane.
Well, you don't know which lane to get in.
Exactly.
Because two lanes become one.
I know.
They both go in the same place.
It's not good as hell.
It's like they went, oh, no, this will be funny. What we'll do? We'll do two lanes, and then what we'll do is we'll merge them without making it obvious that they merge.
Yeah.
Dodgems.
Topping in the morning with White Fibre. Ultra-fast broadband. Faster than your trigger finger.
Thank you for all your calls on St Mary's roundabout today. A little bit of confusion, really. Nobody seems to know when the work's actually going to start. I think it's in a week or two's time. End of this month, isn't it?
End of September.
End of September,
is it? September the 30th was a date that was mentioned, I think, at a council meeting.
Right, OK. Do we know how much it's going to cost?
No.
Okay. Right. So I'm trying to get in touch with Councillor Ian Ward and Council Leader Dave Stewart, but I can't get a hold of either of them at the moment.
It's a massive
project.
Project.
Well, they're saying that it's the biggest project of its kind since the dual carriageway was built.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that is 100% true, but it is a big project because they're widening roads, apparently, which I didn't know. Forest Road is going to be much wider than it is now. So I'm not sure how that's going to work, but it would be good to talk about it. But we'll see if we can get in touch with Councillor Ian Ward, who is in charge of transport on the Isle of Wight, or the leader of the Isle of Wight Council, Dave Stewart. They were asked, apparently, if they'd like to come on the show, but we haven't heard back from them, and I'm trying to get in touch with them today. Normally, they're very good to come on and talk about these things, but a wall of silence so far. We'll try and get them on later, though. Right, it is time now for the game with no name. Are we ready for this, gang?
I am ready.
Okay. I am ready.
Are you?
I am ready, yes. So, who's going first?
Hayley can go first.
Okay, cool. Celebrity King of the Jungle, is feeling very sleepy.
I know this one.
Go on.
Harry Redknapp is having a nap.
That's it!
What?
Jamie wasn't quick enough there, was he?
Harry, you've said the same thing.
It still rhymes.
Well, yeah, it does, yeah.
Okay, Jamie, you ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
She's the shouty ex-Big Brother host, and she's using her foot to move an object.
Davina McCall kicking a ball.
It is Davina McCall kicking a ball.
Wow,
yeah.
Well done,
but
Hayley.
You're disqualified because you didn't say I know this.
Yes, I didn't say I know this.
So it doesn't count.
I was going to say, was it Davina McCall dragging a stool? But okay. I was thinking, I'm not sure how that works with a foot. Right, ready for mine? Here we go. Robotic footballer shouts after banging his toe.
Robotic
footballer.
Oh, I know this one. Say the last bit again.
Robotic footballer shouts after banging his toe.
Peter Crouch, I know this one. Peter Crouch stubs his toe. I know you said that bit.
I know this one.
No.
Yeah.
Peter Crouch shouting ouch.
Exactly. That is the right answer.
I didn't have a clue that was Peter Crouch. That was good.
I see. You've got to have the football knowledge, Jamie. Hayley and I have that, don't we?
We are. Yeah. We do.
Anyway, it's 8:30. My goodness, time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
It does.
So it's going to be 22 degrees. It's not bad at the moment. It's 17 degrees pretty much everywhere across the island. You might be having a few showers. They should clear away and hopefully we'll end the day with some bright sunshine. At 8:30 with the latest news and sports headlines for the island, here's Jamie.
Thanks, Paul. A fortnight after hundreds of islanders sat in hours of traffic because the lights on Newport's Medina Way failed, Island Roads has admitted it should have warned us about the issue sooner. School children missed lessons and some workers were up to 2 hours late on July 4th, but the traffic lights had actually broken the night before, and apologising again, Island Road says it should have relayed information sooner. 15 months of work on Newport's St Mary's roundabout is due to start at the end of September. It'll see a new junction with traffic lights installed, which the council hopes will improve traffic flow. The man in charge of the plans, Councillor Ian Ward, says there'll be little disruption, but the ward member for Parkhurst, Andrew Garrett, claims that's not true. You can read more online. An out-of-control bonfire was put out by fire crews in Nettleston last night. One pump from Ryde attended Park Lane just after 10:30 p.m. And the government's considering banning new drivers in England from the roads at night. It's part of plans for a graduated licence system, which could also restrict carrying passengers under a certain age. It's day one of the Open Championship. Golf's final major of the year is being held at Royal Portrush for the first time in nearly 70 years. And Celtic are through to the second qualifying round of the Champions League. They beat Sarajevo 2-1 in Glasgow, winning 5-2 on aggregate. At iwradio.co.uk, see pictures of the lunar eclipse over the Isle of Wight this week. That's the latest. There's more news at 9.
Thank you, Jamie.
The island's favourite station.
Isle of Wight Radio.
I will always remember the day you kissed my lips, light as a feather. And it went just like this. No, it's never been better than the summer of 2002.
So we've been talking about St Mary's roundabout this morning and we've had lots and lots of questions coming in, and I've just managed to speak... You're all right there?
Sorry.
That's okay. I've just managed to speak to the council and the councillor involved, and they're not allowed to talk to us. Not allowed to talk to us until tonight, apparently. Apparently, the councillors need to be briefed before they're allowed to talk to us. I don't know whether that's... I did say to the council that I spoke to that it kind of makes me as a resident feel as if there's more to this than just some roadworks, because that's all I wanted to talk about, just about, you know, a bit of disruption and stuff. But so many people are commenting and asking questions. All we want to do, as I said, is just get some answers. You know, the politics behind it, forget it. I just want to know, am I going to be able to drive to work and home okay? What's it going to be like if you're a tourist? How much is it going to cost? How long is it going to take? You know, why are we doing this in the first place?
I mean, we've had a lot of comments on the story on Facebook, a lot of comments and real kind of interesting questions being asked on there, actually.
Well,
so.
I did actually say as well that... They could brief everyone. You know, we could brief the whole island in one go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a vast percentage of the island's population, over 70,000 people, listen to Isle of Wight Radio, of a population of 136,000. You know, and the whole island could be briefed together.
Yes.
We could all be as one. We all
one voice.
And that's what it's all about. It's about bringing communities together.
Exactly.
That's what this show is. I'm a bit confused. Tony Perkins says the roundabout's not the problem. It's the combination of a vast amount of traffic Newport bound from Cowes and then funnelling into Coppins Bridge is the problem. Build a bridge over the Medina and connect Dodna to Stag Lane. Leave the roundabout alone. Roundabouts work better when then traffic lights and technically are more eco-friendly. That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. There's a lot of... That's had 29 likes, that comment.
Yeah.
Proving quite popular.
It does seem odd that they are fiddling with that roundabout.
Well, there is this plan, isn't there, to build this bridge over the Medina.
Yes, I've had quite a few calls about that as well. People saying... I had one gentleman call me and say, do you know what? I'd be quite willing to pay to go over that bridge if it meant that it was a bit quicker.
Yeah.
Is it the M6 where they have the toll road?
Yeah,
Where you can choose if you want to go like on the quick route or the normal route.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I don't understand this wall of silence. Apparently, their communications guy, never met him, called Martin something or other. He's going to phone me in a minute. And
maybe they actually don't know.
Yeah, maybe they don't.
Yeah, that's
maybe
true.
Maybe they genuinely
sometimes.
Don't know.
Do you think it's like one of these, you know, things where you come up with an idea? I do this quite regularly on this show.
Yeah, you do.
Come up with an idea. Seems like a great idea at the time. Put it out there. And then somebody says, well, how are we going to do this? And I'm like, oh, haven't thought that far ahead.
That's exactly what's happened.
That's for you lot to work out.
I just come up with the ideas.
I'm just the ideas guy. But I don't get it. Why the wall of silence?
Well, hopefully we will get some answers.
But why
today
do the councillors have to be briefed? You know, surely in this day and age, do they need everyone together? Right, we're going to have a briefing. We're going to have a briefing. And what we're going to do is talk about things. We could have sent you an email, or we could have just told local media, and they could have briefed everyone.
Easier. Yeah.
I haven't had the call yet.
No.
It's just like a wall.
I have a feeling we might not.
Do you think? I mean, I don't want to be... I feel as if...
I feel like this is a very interesting topic.
I don't want to come across as the negative person, because if somebody can turn around and go, this is the reason we're doing it, this is what's going to happen, 15 months of pain for the next 30 years of gain, then, I'll put my hands up and say, brilliant, fantastic. But I just can't see the logic behind this. Glyn has been in touch. Glyn Trow, who says, what's the point of enabling vehicles to get to Coppins Bridge faster? It'll just mean longer delays there. It's a good point.
It is a good point, actually.
Or is there a sort of hidden agenda here? I heard rumours that maybe County Hall's going to move to where the prison used to be.
Ooh.
And
really?
Are they doing this as like the first step of that? But they need to do this bit before they can then go, oh, we can move there and that'll all work out fine.
Interesting.
Don't want to be... let's speak to the council's communication department. You all right? Oh, okay.
Is it time for test of time yet?
No, we're not doing that today. I've talked for too long about this. I just wanted a simple answer. Is that too much to ask?
Why are we doing it and how much does it cost? Wake up. I know it's about time to get up. The island's favourite station. Hey.